There's a sunny shopping mall near the sea. And for the best deal in characters and sheer drama, there's no better place to shop. Lotus FM presents Sunshine Mall by NADrama.
Thank you for joining us for this World Breastfeeding Week event. This year, we call for concerted global action to support women to combine breastfeeding and work. Whether a woman is working in the formal, non-formal, or home setting, it is necessary that she is empowered in claiming her and her baby's right to breastfeed.
Hello, Belinda.
Hello, Auntie Mogi.
Is this the function for World Breastfeeding Week?
Yes.
How come you're listening so attentively? You're thinking of having a baby?
Oh, no. No chance. I was passing and thought I'd stop to see what it's about. It's interesting. This year, they're asking for the right of women to breastfeed in the workplace.
Oh, yeah, that's very good. It's very hard for women to breastfeed when they have to work, and that's not fair.
Yes, workplaces should be more accommodating when it comes to this. It's so important to raise the future generation.
The 2015 theme on working women and breastfeeding revisits the 1993 campaign on the Mother Friendly Workplace Initiative. Much has been achieved in 22 years of global action, supporting women in combining breastfeeding and work. There are much stronger maternity entitlements and more country actions on improving national laws and practices. At the workplace level, we have also seen more actions taken to set up breastfeeding or mother-friendly workplaces, including awards for breastfeeding-friendly employers, as well as greater mass awareness on working women's rights to breastfeed.
Oh, that's very good.
Yes, I wasn't even aware of that.
The Innocenti Declaration of 1990 recognized that breastfeeding provides ideal nutrition for infants and contributes to their healthy growth and development. However, there is much that remains to be done despite 25 years of hard work.
You know, when I was young, all the mothers breastfed. Then after a while, women stopped doing it. It was the fashion to only give the babies the bottle because they felt that breastfeeding will spoil their figures and all that nonsense. But now I'm glad that everyone has realized how important it is and women are doing it again.
Yes, but some women really battle to do it, hey? They don't have milk.
Yeah, but I think they give up too quickly. They should keep trying. They fall back on the bottle too quickly because it's more convenient, and those are the babies that have health problems.
Yes, true. And some women just prefer the bottle because it's very restricting to breastfeed. You can't go anywhere.
Yeah, but that's a small sacrifice to make for your baby's health. And it's only for 6 months. After that, you can use the bottle. But for 6 months, there should be exclusive breastfeeding.
This year, we call for A, concerted global action to combine breastfeeding and work, whether in the formal or non-formal sector or at home. B, ratification and implementation of maternity protection laws and regulations by governments. And C, inclusion of breastfeeding target indicators in the Sustainable Development Goals.
I didn't even know there were people who do this kind of work. It's very good, huh?
Yes, they had a function like this last year as well.
And it's also very well supported.
Various strategies exist to support women working in your country or community, from long-term actions to short-term actions. Together, we can make it work. Here are a few ideas to kick off your World Breastfeeding Week planning process.
Hey, look at that lady taking notes there.
Maybe she's a journalist.
Oh, you mean this is going to be in the newspaper?
Looks like it. It should.
One, galvanize multidimensional support from all sectors to enable women everywhere to work and breastfeed. Two, promote actions by employers to become family and mother friendly and to actively facilitate and support employed women to continue breastfeeding. Three, inform people about the latest in global maternity protection and raise awareness of the need to strengthen national legislation and implementation. Four, showcase supportive practices that enable women working in the informal sector to breastfeed. And five, Engage with target groups, for example, trade unions, workers' rights organizations, and women's groups to protect the breastfeeding rights of women in the workforce.
Wow, they're really working hard for this.
Yeah, I'm surprised that by now all women aren't allowed to breastfeed at work. I see all the preparations for Women's Day have also been done. It's on the 9th of August, is it?
Yes, Sunday. That's a big one for us. The mall always goes out of its way for Women's Day every year.
Hello, Ivan.
Oh, hello, boss. What are you doing this side?
Just checking on the cinemas. They're doing really well. If they continue at this pace, I think we should be finished in about 2 months. And by that, I mean completely finished. Ready to open.
Hey, that's very good news, boss. That was quick.
Yes, I've been pushing them.
What about all the other preparations? Getting the movies and all that?
We've been making good progress there as well. We're getting the latest releases from Hollywood and Bollywood.
Hey, we're in the game, boss.
Yes, it'll take Sunshine Mall to a whole new level. So how's your lift club coming along, Ivan?
Very well. We're kicking off on Monday.
Oh, excellent. So you've got your numbers?
Well, we've got 3 others besides me. We've got a place for one more. But I'm sure it won't take long before we fill it. I can't wait. I'm going to save so much money. I just can't go on paying so much for petrol every month.
Yes, it's crazy.
And I heard that it's going up again soon.
People will start taking loans to pay for petrol soon.
Hey, I won't be surprised. But why don't people do something?
Like what?
I don't know. Protest?
I don't know if that'll make a difference. But you're right. Something has to be done. Anyway, how's Ravi doing?
Hey, he's doing well. I'm so glad he came to his senses.
Me too. Do you know if he went for his second Gamblers Anonymous meeting? It was this week, wasn't it?
Yeah, he did. He's serious about it.
Oh, good. That's a relief.
Why?
I'm just worried after what happened. I'm hoping it doesn't relapse.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Hello, Angie.
Yeah, Roshni. How are you?
I'm too good.
Oh, why?
Because of my new job. It's so much better than cleaning, hey?
I'm also feeling better, because at least now I can concentrate only on cooking, now that Ravi's back.
How is he?
He's like a changed man. I don't know what happened, but he's much better than he was before.
He's so nice. I was so worried about him.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, Angie, I got some news for you.
What?
Zahira is expecting.
Huh?
Yeah.
Expecting a baby?
Then...
For true?
Yeah.
How you know?
She told me.
Don't lie.
For what I must lie about that?
Why she told you and she never tell me?
Okay, I asked her.
You just asked her out of the blue if she's expecting?
No, not out of the blue.
Then?
See, I was cleaning the toilet last week. This was when I was still cleaning.
Right.
And she came in and said the toilet was smelly.
Oh, why?
Huh?
Why she said that?
Because it was smelly.
Oh.
Yeah, and then guess what?
What?
She ran to the sink and started spewing.
Oh, but that doesn't mean she's expecting.
Let me finish my story, Angie.
Okay, but you're taking so long.
Because you keep interrupting.
Okay, what happened then?
So then I asked her if she was going to have a baby and she said no.
You see?
Angie, stop interrupting.
Okay.
So then I told her she is and she must go to the doctor and have a checkup.
Huh?
And today I saw her again and I asked her and guess what she said?
What?
That she is expecting.
Oh, you, it's confirmed.
Yeah, she told me.
Very good. So long I've been telling her to have a baby. I'm glad she finally listened.
Are you acting like she's having a baby because of you?
No, I'm just saying I told her.
I also told her. Not good to wait too long.
Yeah, but she said she wants to wait. You know, all the young girls nowadays say that. They get married, then they wait for so long to have babies. Then, when they want, they can't have.
Yeah, I told her that.
But Roshni, why couples can't have babies nowadays? When we were young, we hardly heard of people having that problem.
Yeah. They used to have too many children then. Even if they didn't want, they kept having. So what do you think the problem is now?
Must be all the bad food they're eating now. Fast food and junk food and all.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, but anyway, about Zahira, when is the baby due?
She said she doesn't know. She didn't go to the doctor yet.
Then how she knows she's expecting?
She said she did the test herself. Imagine what they can do nowadays.
Oh, yeah, you get that. So she's happy about it.
Looks like it.
Hey, Mr. and Mrs. C, that must be so happy.
Yeah, first grandchild. Even for Imran's parents.
That child is going to be so spoilt.
Yeah. But now Zahira must take care of herself. She looked very sick.
Yeah, she can take it easy. At least she doesn't have to work. What's short for her?
Yeah, she's lucky like that. She just has to concentrate on taking care of herself.
Hi, Dina.
Hello, Priya.
How's it going here?
All under control. Starters are done and my mains are coming along nicely.
Everything checked?
Double and triple checked. I've learned my lesson. How are things out there?
Filling up slowly.
Oh, I never thought I'd be so pleased to hear that. You know, I used to take our popularity for granted before.
Yes. Well, the one good thing that came out of the food poisoning incident is that we now appreciate all the patrons we get.
I know.
Well, everything looks delicious as usual.
Will you just taste the soup for me, please? I've tried a new flavoring and I'd like your opinion.
Sure. It's delicious. What's new?
A teeny bit of saffron.
Wow, it really makes a difference.
Yes, but I'd like to see what the customers say.
I'm sure they'll love it.
Priya, I meant to tell you, you're looking much more relaxed nowadays.
Thank you.
Are you feeling better?
Yes, a lot better. Things are still hard, but the worst is over. And I've become stronger and learning how to deal with things slowly.
Oh, you are very strong, Priya. I've told you that. Oh,
I don't know. Sometimes you just don't have a choice but to go on.
Oh, but a lot of people just won't be able to do it. They just fall apart.
You know, I just get on with things. I have a home and my work, and Sayuri is fine. That's the main thing. And I have so many people who care about me.
And don't you ever forget that.
Thanks, Dina.
How's Ravi doing?
Much better. That's also helping me, not having to deal with his drama.
Oh, I'm so glad. Now, it's all ready. Let's serve it up.
Right. Let's show them that Bon Appetit is back.
Thank you for joining Lotus FM's Sunshine Mall by NADrama. Join us again on Monday at the same time when we continue our shopping at the Sunny Mall near the sea. For daily updates on what's happening at the mall, or if you missed an episode, log on to our Sunshine Mall Facebook page or on Twitter. Our handle is at Sunshine Mall 1. Feel free to share your thoughts and comments with us as well. The cast this week is as follows. Ralph Lesha Dilraj, Shanta Narissa Reddy, Ivan Desigan Naika, Mogi Samantha Govinda, Roshni Nareshni Govinda, Pinky Savani Chinnapin, Belinda Kim Ferguson, Priya Dharosha Mudli, Ravi Bruce Gounder, Angie Maheshni Naika, Hussein Sachu Anamale, Rukeya Mariam Basa, Zahira Irene Kasante Nelson, Imran Kavish Kisunlal, Dina Rory Booth, and Sanjay Neil Govinda. The speaker for World Breastfeeding Week was played by Philippa Savage. Technical patrollers were Dion Chetty and Dansa Nipor. Sunshine Mall is directed and produced by Raisa Mohammed. Sunshine Mall is a work of fiction. Any resemblance to events or persons living or dead is entirely coincidental.